Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
So I'm just down the beach. It's glorious down here today. And I've just wrapped up. I've had quite a busy week doing mastermind calls and just finished recording a podcast episode for Keeping Good Company on the turnaround for me. You know, if you follow my Instagram, which is Carlosophies, there's been a change, a definite shift in me over the past few months. I'm sharing a shamelessly huge amount of selfies. And I would never have done that before because it would have felt too self-indulgent or too up myself, I don't know, something like that. But I've just really gotten over myself lately. And in the episode with Lisa, we explored what those shifts have been and what has been responsible for that change. And I've just been walking along here thinking that I need, or I want to get a keyboard so I can start recording some music and maybe even musical episodes of Carlosophies. Joe, who, if you're in the Shop Speak Up group, you all know, my ex-assistant friend, she was on one of the episodes a few months ago, Joe Murphy. She has been telling me to do a musical episode of Carlosophies for a long time. And I've been like, as if, no way. But now I'm actually like, oh my God, yes, I want to do it. So I'm looking to borrow a keyboard to start and just have a play around, see what comes out and share it. Probably firstly with my patrons as their patron bonuses. So if you are interested in becoming a patron, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/Carlosophies, and you can support me from as little as $1 a month. So it's not a huge investment, but my big vision is to head more into this space of being an artist over an entrepreneur. It's been freedom for me to see myself as an artist. And I just was thinking about when I was playing the keyboard at singing lessons last weekend, and there's the episode that I recorded on my way back from the singing lessons that should be the free flow before this. And I was just thinking about how heavily my head has come into play. Like, not so much in this space, because I just kind of, this started out as an exercise in me just pressing record and trusting. Whatever came out would be perfect. And there's no judgment for me in it. It's like proper full expression, I guess. There's no, it doesn't feel like there's a pressure on me to perform or anything. I just kind of show up and speak. But that just didn't happen, right? Like, I had to press record in order for that to happen. I had to lean into the discomfort of not really knowing what was going to come out of my mouth next. And so I've just shown up at that enough to let my head get out of the way. Like, my head has ruled my life. It really has. I've been so in my head. And I'm more and more coming into being present, not just allowing my mind to control me, but for me to come back to the present moment as much as I can. Mindfulness, I guess. So I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things around this today, things that have come up in that conversation of keeping good company, and things that I think maybe you might be experiencing. I don't know, like, maybe you've noticed a change in me and it's really triggered you and you're kind of thinking you maybe don't like me anymore. I've been doing some really out of the box stuff lately, and I'm positive, I hadn't really thought about it until Lisa brought it up in the podcast, but I'm positive that I'm triggering people with my ugly selfies. I don't think they're ugly, but, you know, like, no makeup, on the toilet, sometimes intentionally ugly. I'm sure that there's people out there thinking, what am I doing? I shut down my mailing list. Has she lost her mind? Is she going crazy? Is she self-sabotaging herself? What is she playing at here? And I said to Lisa on the interview that we just recorded, like, it wasn't that long ago that I used to be triggered by other people. And sometimes I guess maybe I still do, but I'm just aware of it now. Why am I being triggered by that person? What is it that they're doing that I want to do? Or where is it highlighting a belief that might not be true for me anymore? So you know, it wasn't that long ago that I would scroll through my Facebook feed and be triggered by a couple of people again and again and again. Hey, how you doing? Mostly people who were having success and shamelessly promoting themselves. And I would just be like, oh my God, all the selfies. I used to get triggered by friends who would just always post selfies of them doing duck face or, you know, whatever. Like, I used to find that stuff incredibly triggering. All the posts about how wonderful their life was. And now I get that life has struggle in it. Absolutely, it does. But for me, it was that was my MO. That was the way that I functioned in life. The struggle, working through the struggle, looking for the struggle, being the struggle, being in the struggle, being consumed by the struggle, trying to function in the struggle. But the struggle was just me living a life that wasn't really meant for me. It was the struggle of not owning my truth. And now that I am, I'm sure I'll come up against shit for sure. And I have. Like, there are days where I don't feel sparkly and bright and bubbly and successful, and that still happens. I guess I'm just not getting stuck in it as much as I used to. And so now I also totally understand that when people are sharing constant selfies of themselves, maybe it is because they love themselves, and maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe they are seeking attention, and that's actually got nothing to do with me. Maybe they are trying to convince themselves of something, and that's got nothing to do with me. Maybe they are really successful. Maybe they're doing things their own way, and that is triggering me. Or it was, but it's not now because I'm doing it. When you're in the arena, you're not judging others who are also in the arena. And maybe we can use that being triggered stuff as a tool. Start listening to it. Instead of reacting from that or allowing yourself to get sucked into the shit spiral that is your own bullshit stories, giving yourself some space, learning to listen to yourself. What is this? Why is this person triggering me? Take some responsibility for that. So yeah, I guess this new me could be a little triggering because I am being really playful and I am fucking the rules. Not in a rebellious way like I used to, because I couldn't follow rules, because I had this story going on about me falling in line or whatever. But instead, creating my own rules and realizing there really is no rules except for the rules that we lay out for ourselves. So when I was coming down here, I guess what I wanted to get across, the intention for me showing up and pressing record today, was that I really want you to see that it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what other people are thinking about you. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter if they think that what you're creating, whether it's any good. It doesn't, you don't need to not have a day job and be making money as an online entrepreneur to be enjoying your life. You've just got to be living a life that honors you. That was just some thinking time. I feel like we're all looking for something, some destination that lives outside of us, that when we get there, we'll be happy. We'll be complete. We will have found our purpose. We will be provided for. We will be safe. We'll be having fun. We'll be loving life. And so we work towards these things, these ideas. And when we get there, it's not enough, because we think, or we thought, we'd be different. The only way for you to be different is to be different. And for me, that means being more of me and less of what is expected of me. While I sat at that keyboard and accepted that I had no idea what I was doing, things started to feel easier. They felt more joyful. And I ended up producing quite good music. Because I had lost the attachment. I don't need to be competent at everything. It's okay not to know what we're doing. You know, there is no certainty in life. None. We are in a constant state of flux. The only permanent thing is impermanence. So why are we trying to control everything within an inch of its life? Why do we need to be good at things that we've never even given a shot before? Why do we have these high expectations of ourselves, but not necessarily others? And if we have high expectations of others, why are we projecting that onto them? So today's episode was big. It went on many tangents, but it came about because I've practiced trusting myself enough that I can hit record, talk, and stop, and put this out into the world without judging myself, without wondering if it's any good, without any expectation. And what I want to invite you to do is the same. I want to invite you to create something without any expectations, play, without the judgment. Get outside that comfort zone of yours. You know, you're never going to get better at doing a Facebook Live if you're not doing a Facebook Live. You're never going to stop that triggered feeling when you see someone doing something that you really want to do, but you haven't given yourself permission to do yet, if you're not allowing yourself to play. During the conversation with Lisa, one thing that became very clear to me was the main thing that has changed for me in the last year has been almost reverting to a child. Having fun, learning, doing, trying new things. Getting outside of that comfort zone of what is expected of me. And just having some fucking fun. So yeah, I guess that's it from this episode. I would love to know if I've triggered you. I would love to know your thoughts, as usual. So I would like to invite you, if you aren't already part of the Show Up Speak Up community, head there. It's a great group of people who I'm probably triggering the fuck out of at the moment. But anyway. And if you want to support the continued production of Carlosophies and get some behind-the-scenes eps that could possibly include me singing and some really bad keyboard playing or whatever other instruments I decide I'd like to learn, then go to patreon.com/carlosophies and throw me a few bucks. I'm also going to be starting a bit of an Audible big book club in my Show Up Speak Up group. So it doesn't necessarily have to be Audible, but I consume, that's the way that I best consume. Sometimes I'll buy a book too, but we'll probably have a link to buy the book and Audible. And we'll talk about some of the books that have really been life-changing for me, opened up my mind, allowed me to see myself from a different angle, and have really spoken to my soul in some way. So that'll also be happening in the Show Up Speak Up group. All right, so that's enough self-promotion for today. Hope to connect with you somewhere in the ether, and even better if it's in real life. Until next time, peace out and play. And peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.